Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I'm Kimberly Cummins, a research student in the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. From the bustling streets of Bridgetown to the white sandy beaches across the island, during the 1950s, Barbados was experiencing a boom in tourism that would reshape both its landscape and its future. On this day, June 15, 1952, the Barbados Advocate newspaper reported the island earned more than 3 million British West Indian dollars of visitor spend during the 1951-52 season. That is a whopping estimated value of $38 million in today's money. According to the annual report of the Barbados Publicity Committee, prepared by Acting Chairman V.C. Gill and Secretary Joan Keish, that figure underscored the island's growing stature as a destination for North and South American travelers. Currency records compiled by the island's banks at the request of the Currency Control Officer revealed that the total was made up by visitors from the United States, Canada, and Venezuela. Expenditure by visitors from Great Britain, the Caribbean, and other regions had not yet been quantified and were expected to add considerably to the total. The results built on a modest but measurable expansion of visitor traffic. Some 4,827 passengers departed Barbadian shores during the season, compared with 4,617 the previous year. More significantly, the number of special cruise ship calls to the island more than doubled, rising from 3 in 1950-51 to 8 in 1951-52. Transit passenger figures also improved, with an increase of 3,882 passengers recorded year on year. The most pronounced gains came from American travelers. The Publicity Committee closed its accounts on March 31, 1952, with a balance of $9,094.98, as certified by auditors Messrs. Bovell and Skeet. This was against total expenditure of a little more than $49,000. The committee drew on a government grant of $32,290, hotel and trade subscriptions, and sundry receipts. Total expenditure for the year stood at $40,646.71, or $511,000 in today's money. Notably, three-quarters of all money spent was directed toward advertising and publicity. For instance, there was an ambitious promotional presence across Great Britain, Canada, and the United States through each nation's most prominent newspaper and trade journals, as well as storefronts and industry fairs. The March 1952 issue of the National Geographic magazine devoted a substantial illustrated feature to the island. The committee's report also pointed to encouraging developments on the ground, with several hotels, residential clubs, and guest houses undergoing expansion or renovation, and new establishments such as the Barbados Hotel Association opening its doors. The island's evolution into a thriving premier destination was no overnight transformation. Its foundations were laid in the infancy of Caribbean tourism when the island entered a transformative boom, recording more than $3 million in tourist spend from just three source markets, as recorded in the Barbados Advocate on this day, June 15, 1952.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.